Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for divine recoveries, Lord. We thank you for each gift that you've given each person who has been on the show, those who are coming on the show, and those who are on the show, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless this ministry to continue to uplift individuals and highlight individuals' gifts. Would you bless their ministries and everything they put their hands to and their thoughts to, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for each platform you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And today we have a very special guest, but I would like to read a scripture before our guest comes on the show. The scripture comes from Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, and it reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." Verse 9, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I have read Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And now the moment you've been waiting for. A prophetess, a minister, CEO of a homeless ministry, and playwright, I'm introducing to some and presenting to others, prophetess, minister, Angela Fox. Minister Fox, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hallelujah.
Great. How are you doing?
Him. How are you today?
Great. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. I just want to give honor to God, and I just want to thank you for this opportunity that you've given me to share the word of God and to release a prophetic word of wealth and wisdom over the people of God that are listening and even unto you. And I bless you this day, woman of God. And I just want to release a word that the Lord has been given to me like a month ago that has just been severing in my spirit, and I believe it's a word for the territory and a word for the community and a word for the people of God. And I'm going to start with Ezekiel 3:1. So I'm going to give you 3 points, and my first one is we must recognize the season and the place we're in. In Ezekiel 3:1, it says, "To everything there is a time and a season and a purpose under heaven." And our job as men and women of God and people who are in the industry, people who are in the community, our job is to cause heaven to invade earth. Our job is to stay on our knees and pray to God so we make sure that we're in our right time and our right season. And as we begin to do this, we will go straight forward, okay, meaning that I'm going to speak to the people that are in the church now and even the ones that are not who are looking for a church. If you're not tithing in this season, you're not going to release or get the wealth that God wants for you this season. You must be a tither. Because when you tithe, the angels take your tithe, and they take it up to heaven, and they say, God, look, they have brought this before you. And we'll all be in one accord. And Acts 2:4 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. I believe that one Sunday morning, all of us are going to be in one accord in one place, and we're going to offer our tithes and offerings unto God, and that angel is going to take it, and the wealth is going to be released on us like never before. We must recognize the season that we're in. We must follow the Spirit wherever he goes and whatever your house is doing. So I'm speaking to the church this morning. If you are in a house of God, if you are in the sanctuary, listen to what your apostles, your prophets, evangelists, pastors, and your teachers are saying to you, your leaders, because that is where your blessing is going to come from. That is what the Spirit of God is saying. In Ezekiel chapter 4, it says, "Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with refining fire, engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, radiating out of the midst of the color with amber, out of the midst was a fire. I want to release to you, people of God, today that you are the fire that God is releasing from heaven. It says in Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3, but now this is what the Lord says. He who has created you, Jacob, he who forwarded you from Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have seasoned you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. You will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. My God, my God. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He is our Savior today, and he wants to rain his wealth and his wisdom down on you, and I release that now. I release it over the airwaves from Oceanside, California, all the way to Texas, from every state that is listening on this line. I release wealth, wisdom, and health to you today in the name of Jesus. So we must follow after the Spirit of God, which is his Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask you for your Holy Spirit right now to be with every person, God, right now in the name of Jesus. And when we do this, we'll realize that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up. It's no longer laid up. It's no longer laid up because, why? We have gone to heaven, and we've caused heaven to invade earth. Okay, I'm going to keep going here. When we go in and we follow the Spirit of God, it says in Ezekiel that when the wind came, Ezekiel saw four faces. Now we're behind the veil. He saw the face of an ox, the face of an eagle, the face of a lion, and the face of a man. And he said, wherever the Spirit led them, they would turn, each one of them, and their face would become as an eagle. Okay? But the eagle's food, when the eagle looks for food, he looks for the most dangerous food, which is in the water. And it says, the deep calleth to the deep. Okay? And so in this season, we as eagles have to have eyes high enough where we can look down into the water and see the snake when it is coming out of the water, a poisonous snake, to snatch him by his neck, take him up in the air, and smother him. And that is what God is saying, that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up, because we're going after the enemy to take back everything that he took, and then we're going to come and feed it to the kingdom of God. And what do I mean by that? When God releases the wealth on us, the wealth is released so that we can go out and build our communities. We can go feed the homeless. We can have shelters for single women who are being battered and abused. We can have shelters for young girls who get pregnant, who don't want to have an abortion, but they want to have the baby and continue school. And so we'll have adoption agencies in the kingdom of God where we can adopt those babies and raise them up for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up, because God is going to release it on us now so that we can go out and do kingdom business. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. And so, Lord, we seek you this day because we know that your kingdom has come. Your kingdom coming, your will be done. It's even going to be done in the seven mountains. It's going to be done in the entertainment field. When God raises us up and he puts us at wealthy place and he places us in Hollywood and he places us in the places in the entertainment field, it's to bring him glory. So when we get there, we have to remember who we are and what we have and what we're carrying. And we don't have to fear, because the word of God says that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so I release power, love, and a sound mind over the airwaves today. I release the kingdom of God, that his kingdom come, and that his will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Praise you, Jesus. And I just want to thank you, Jesus. Arise, shine. Isaiah says in Isaiah 61, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And you are the glory, and you are the light that is in the world today. Be a fire. Be a fire. I want you to tithe on purpose. I want you to give on purpose. What do I mean? If you make $100, give $10. If you make $1,000, give $100. Don't look at the man or the woman or the church or the organization. Do it as unto God, because wealth is being released right now on the earth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you for this word. I thank you, Father, for every listener right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are hungry, we are holy, and we are humble. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we release the angels to carry this word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, that's what he gave me to share with you today. And know that when you go and you get the food and you go into the deep, that you're going to begin to walk in God's fullness of his love, his joy, his peace, and his righteousness, okay? And this all comes from having the right relationship with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Word of God says, righteousness, peace, and joy, that's the kingdom of God. And I just feel right now, prophetically, that there's somebody listening. You feel like your righteousness is being taken from you, and you feel that way, and you don't have any peace. That's because he's stolen it from you, okay? When you don't feel righteousness, you go back and you look at yourself first, and then you look at the circumstances and the things around you, because if you're not in righteousness, you're not in the kingdom. If you're not in peace, you're not in the kingdom. If you're not in joy, you're not in the kingdom. And righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So go back and ask the Holy Spirit, where did I lose my righteousness? Where did I lose my joy? Where did I lose my love? And he'll give it back to you because you have a relationship with him. Okay? This is our time, and this is our season. I want to share one more thing with you about the eagle, when the eagle flies high. When it's time for him to go through his molting season, eagles fly together. They fly with other eagles. And it's a reason why God has eagles to fly together like that. Because when we go through our molting season, we lose our feathers. We lose and we go bald. And that means we're not flying. We're on the ground. And we have to depend on the other eagles. When they see us, when they drop the food, we have to get up and go and get it. So I decree and I declare that every eagle that is going through their molting time right now, that you are being fed and that you would have the strength to get up and go and get the food when it is released and dropped. So that you will live and not die in this season, in the name of Jesus. And when they begin to grow their feathers back and they begin to go back strong again, okay, then they begin to soar up and fly again. Oh, but wait a minute. If the eagle is coming down and there's a storm going on and it catches the eagle off guard, it wraps itself on a tree and it does not move in the storm until it passes by. That means we stay on our knees. We stay on our knees till it passes by. Stay on your knees till your kids get saved. Stay on your knees till your city comes to Jesus. Stay on your knees. Stay on your knees. Stay on your knees in the name of Jesus. So in all of this, I want to release that tithing in this season is going to guarantee that the Lord is going to provide riches and wealth and healthy relationships to you. And I release that to you in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this word. Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, God. You are holy. You are holy, you are holy, oh God. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, oh God. Yes, you are.
I just heard that so sweet, the angels singing that in the spirit. Because he's a worthy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Minister Fox, I appreciate that divine word, and you are exactly right. The more we give to God, the more, the double God gives to us. We can never beat God giving in anything.
Amen.
And so, therefore,
Amen.
You are correct. We are supposed to tithe, and whatever we have, you know, give it to God, and he will multiply it tremendously. I'm a living witness of that.
Amen.
Most definitely. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And I want to appreciate you today for even taking out time to come and share that word. That word is a healthy word, and it's a much-needed word. And, you know, anything else you have on your heart to share before we close out the program, feel free to do so about your homeless ministry, or any
yes.
projects you have going.
This Saturday, if everyone could keep us in prayer in the community of Oceanside, we're doing our first outreach, 5 a.m. prayer, homeless outreach. We're going to go out at 5 a.m. and pray at the beach and decree and declare over our city, take back our youth, pray for our government, pray for the children, the adults, the churches, the church leaders, and then we're going to feed the homeless hot meals and give them clothes and blankets and snuggies. And I just believe that the Word of God says that's a part of our tithe. We can tithe in so many ways. When you said that a minute ago, it's like tithing is also tithing your love, your peace, your joy. Wealth comes in many forms. It's not just money.
That's right.
Just do what God has called you to do. He'll do the rest. And so I'm just asking for your prayers and to keep us lifted up. And five other churches have joined with our church. I want to give honor to my apostle, Apostle Joel, my church leaders at his house. And we're all going to go out into the community, and we're going to change our city. And that's one way we can change our city. And also my production company, Roy Productions, I'm looking for actors and actresses. I wrote a phenomenal play that God has led me to write, and I put it on twice, and I believe this time God is calling in some different actors and actresses because I believe that this play is going to go into Hollywood. And so if you're interested, you can Facebook me at Minister Angela Fox and leave your name and number, and I'll tell you where the auditions are going to be, and come with a mindset ready to minister because the play is called The Mystery of Love, and it touches 9 women's lives from battered and abused to homeless to addiction to prostitution, and it's already changed people's lives. And so just keep that in prayer as well. And I just want to bless you, woman of God, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on your talk show. And I hear God saying to you even this day, woman of God, the things that you're about to do, I'm about to expand you. Be ready to be stretched in different areas because I'm about to stretch you. I'm also going to give you a TV ministry, and God says be ready for it. He said the money may not be there, but the wealth is going to be there, and people are going to sponsor, and people are going to call in, and your name is going to be great because Jesus, you are lifting Jesus up. And he said, whenever you lift me up, I will cause men to come unto me. And God said, I have called you great. I have called you great. And I release that to you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, and I accept that as well in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, and I know your time is limited. I'm going to do a couple of announcements, so if you have to leave, feel free, you know, to hang up if you need to, but please stay in contact with me, and once again, God bless you, and I appreciate your time.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Amen. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Minister Angela Fox, also prophetess from Oceanside, California, and we appreciate her time on the show. I do have a couple of announcements. On tomorrow, Miss T, the comedian, will be a special guest on Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. She is located in Austin, Texas. I'm going to download some of her videos because she is just a great comedian. She's a speaker. She has a book out, and it touches the lives of different individuals. So I really want you to check out Miss T, the comedian. Wednesday, you're praying with yours truly. You're praying with love. On Friday, we will have my friend, Miss Wanda Bell, who will grace the platform. She is a member of the Potter's House. She has a ministry, and she also has a radio station. She was also nominated in several categories, so I encourage you to please vote for, you know, your choice, and I'm going to also put that on my webpage, so be sure to look at that. Also, on Saturday, we'll have Mr. Mike Sears, and I'm going to put his bio on my Facebook page. Gospel artists, poets, publicists, writers, community leaders, positive community leaders, beauticians, I want you all to contact me on my Facebook page, please, 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 because we are adding different elements. God is blessing us to add different elements to the show, and it's really helping and reaching a lot of people. But I also want to continue to have different elements in there, and I want to hear from other people besides myself. So please feel free to Facebook me. That's ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I'm really excited what God is doing with this ministry. I'm excited about the Word of God. On next week, we're going to have Bishop Clark, who's going to be on, and he is also from Florida, and he will grace the platform and give us a word on Sunday. So that'll be great. I'll have different ministers come on, and I will give the word on the first Sundays, and I will have guest ministers the rest of the time. So please, please, please stay tuned to this ministry. Also, be sure to check out the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line by Love. Fashions by Love is here. That's fashionsbylove.com. I want to emphasize that the ministry will adopt or do something special for a child this year. So we've been blessed to do that, be able to do that. In addition to that, I will have a flyer from an organization whom I know very well, who's giving out free food for the holidays over at TSTC, which is a university or a college right down the street. So please be sure to stay tuned to the Facebook page. They give away free food and things like that. So once again, Facebook at Freda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A or F-R-E-D-A, L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. And once again, on tomorrow, join me, please, at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will have Miss T, the comedian, who will be my very special guest. We'll have Miss T, the comedian, who will be my very special guest. So be sure to tune in then. And if there's any guest or anyone who would like to speak at this time, you can. I'm not going to call anyone's name, but if you would like to speak, you can at this time. But I really appreciate everyone who comes on the show. I thank everyone for even tuning in to the show. This is it's a new ministry, but I've been doing this for a while. I'm just doing it out in public now. I'm going to do a lot of speaking. And so if you need any speakers or anything, please be sure to Facebook me and let me know. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Up show. Someone asks you what that big smile is all about. You tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And once again, I'm seeing all these callers online. I appreciate you. If you have any questions, inbox me, Facebook me. If you want to join the ministry, let me know that too. And God bless each and every one of you. And have a blessed, blessed, blessed week. And once again, thank you for all of my callers and other individuals. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.